This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Enjoy Uber while you can. I've been preaching this. Preaching it. And here's why. Well, first of all, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Uber. What's that thing you go where you can get a room cheap, like bed and breakfast kind of thing? Well, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that service as well, the government hates those services. And there's a simple reason why. They don't make enough money. See, the government can't regulate. If you were to go out of your house, go to your neighbor's house and say, hey, Ted, I'm going to the grocery store. You need anything? Yeah, you mind if I ride along? Or things like that. Or they want to go and you've got a workable car, which is what it used to be in my neighborhood, and you'd give them a ride. Well, in my neighborhood, the teenage boys were occasionally asked by the older black women, that one lady in particular, because you take them to the grocery store, I'll give you a couple of dollars. That was the way it worked. And so the boy would go, his name is Jenkins, but you don't have to give me no money. No, baby, I won't give you this money. It's your time. It's your gas. You know, and they would give you a couple of bucks. Never enough to cover it all, but you were going anyway. Or maybe, you know, you were going to be close. Who knows? But you did it. That's how taxiing began. Somebody said, you know, oh, Billy, he's got a car, and he'll take you around. You just got to pay him a few extra bucks. And then friends got to know, hey, man, Billy, can you take me over some? Yeah, man, you give me some gas. Give me some gas money. And so Billy had a little service. And the government decided, oh, you can't do that. And they did it because they said, oh, there are safety issues. What if the car's not running fine? Well, you take your risk even if a car is in great mechanical shape. It's a less of a risk, but it's still a risk. And then it became, well, you know, you can't always tell what so-and-so is going to do. In other words, maybe you'll get molested or whatever. Same could happen with a cabbie. They just would have the number. So they decided, well, we'll get these guys, make them get hack licenses, and then we'll register the car. So we get to now see if the car's got regular maintenance. And if the guy driving it is a registered guy. So that became the safety that the government offered you. Well, then there became, well, guys, you're driving these cars. You need to be safe, too. So we want to protect you. We need, you know, we'll register. We'll know what neighborhood you're in, whatever. So they pretend that they're protecting them as well. In fact, they're protecting nobody. But that's what they pretend. So Uber comes up and says, hey, we're just an app. We connect people. You got a car, he's got a car. For all intents and purposes, it will be like, I've got a book you want to read. You got a book that you've been wanting to read. I have it. So I'll arrange to get it to you, and we'll just do this transaction directly, and I have a book app, so you never have to buy a book. And the government goes, well, that's not cool. We're going to tax your book app. And Uber says, no, we just have an app. Can't tax my app. Yeah, but we have to know that your drivers are good. No, my drivers are already registered. You know their car, you know the make, the model. It just has to be that person driving the car, whatever. You know, they got all kinds of checks and balances. And so what we hear is all these tales of Uber and Lyft drivers raping people and fighting with them and things like this. Now, it's to protect the passenger, right? Yeah, but then when we find out is that most of these people are picking up drunks, people who throw up in their cars, who get belligerent, don't know where they go, you know, whatever, all the different reasons. So, quite frankly, the drivers need to be protected as anybody else. But here again, you don't have to pick somebody up. If somebody's too drunk, you can go, nah, I don't want that. I'm canceling. But the government goes, no, it's not enough. It's not enough. We want people to be safer. So anywhere in North Carolina, they have, I'm reading this, rideshare services have made access to transportation in the U.S. easy with the press of a few buttons, blah, blah, blah. some North Carolina lawmakers want to make sure that process is safer. Senate Judiciary will review a bill that will increase regulations on ride-sharing platforms like Uber and Lyft. The proposed legislation has come after the kidnapping and killing of a University of South Carolina student who got into a car she mistook for an Uber. Now, Uber's got nothing to do with her, with what happened to her. Nothing. She got in a car that looked like an Uber. For all intents and purposes, she could have got in a car that looked like a cab. But no, we got to protect people. And here's what the government's going to tell you. This is for your protection. How dare you try to fight this? This is not for the wrong reasons. This is to protect you. We had a public safety concern, they said, around some of the issues we are having with rideshare. And the platforms around this country said the bill's sponsor, and it's a Republican. Yeah, he's just sponsoring this. I will tell you, anybody that's sponsoring something that goes after these types of businesses, like Airbnb, I just thought of it, and all these, because for all intents and purposes, you could go to Airbnb and people can be robbed, you could be raped, you could be beaten, you know, whatever. It's pretty unusual because people know where you are, but it is what it is. You have a registered car. People know your make, your model, when it was picked up. They got a record of everything. You would think that makes it pretty safe. No, you need another layer of protection. And that tragic event in South Carolina is the reason they want to do it, where a girl, probably not paying attention, too drunk, whatever, gets in the wrong car with a dude who was just a bad guy. We all know he was a Democrat. No reason in skirting that issue, because who goes around looking to pick up girls so they can kill them? Do you know any conservatives that fit that bill? Because I don't know any. But that's what they want to do. And all these stories that you hear about, oh, a Lyft driver beat somebody up. Oh, a Lyft driver. You know, it's funny. The drivers that are raping people are hot. Let's just be honest about it. The last couple ones I've seen were Muslim men who raped some women who were drunk, or they were high crime statistical felon types that were saw, okay, they're drunk, they're not going to remember anything. They're not people that just want to make a living driving an Uber. Folks, they're going after Uber and Lyft and Airbnb and these, not because they want to protect you, because the government sees it as a money pit. More money. They aren't doing any work. They didn't come up with the app. They're never going to drive a car, but they certainly want that money. Democrats got a problem with pedophiles. Jeffrey Epstein will come back and talk about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The next Little Mermaid is black. Shocking news from Disney. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. Black man, American, who happens to be black, conservative as well, a pariah of the left. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Leftist folks who cry for diversity are up in arms for the tokenism of a Little Mermaid being black. File this under You Can't Please Leftist. By the way, I can hardly wait for the Asian Little Mermaid. Or what about the Guatemalan midget Little Worm Mermaid? She's going to be a cutie, isn't she? 844-551-8255. The girl that's going to play her is a girl named Halle Bailey. She's beautiful. She's going to play Ariel in the remake of The Little Mermaid. And this caused a furor on the left. They announced that this 19-year-old black girl, who, by the way, did I mention she's pretty? She's gorgeous. Halle Bailey, not Halle Berry, Halle Bailey, 19 years old, got the lead role in this remake. And you know they got to remake it because it's Disney. And you can't, Disney's remaking itself. Disney's like, I mean, it's like all the superheroes either got to be black or gay or Muslim. Pretty soon you're going to hear about Muhammad. And he's going to be, how would you translate Muhammad for Superman? Well, however you do it in Arabic, don't be surprised if you have a Muhammad Arabic Muslim Superman who prays to Allah. But anyway, so Ariel's got to be black this time because it would test our sensibilities and, of course, our white nationalist spirit if not, you know, if they didn't make her black. But some accuse Disney of tokenism, saying it's disrespectful to change the way this character looks. Disney should stay true to Hans Christian Andersen's original incarnation of the character. Hans Christian Andersen, by the way, had no clue what a black mermaid would look like. He drew what he knew. I mean, if Disney wants to make some stuff about black mermaids, why don't they go to Africa and find, there's got to be stories among the Ivory Coast about black women and, you know, luring soldiers, sailors in or something. But no, they want to change it. And here's why. Because, you know, black girls need, they need role models. Michelle Obama can't cut anymore. It's too much on them, and broad shoulders of Michelle Obama to have to carry black women all the way through. So let's make Ariel black, and that'll help ease the burden off of my shoulders tired back. I don't feel no ways tired. Actually, I do. She's heavy. She's my big black sister. Her name is Bertha. Bertha Jean. Or is it Shaniqua? How many rewrites of cartoon characters are we up to at this point? Holy cow, man. Every time you turn around, somebody's got to change something. Supergirl is a lesbian. Superman is gay. The Green Hornet is gay. I mean, every time you turn around, it's something new. Pretty soon, King Kong will be an albino gorilla. I don't know. No, they wouldn't do that to him, would they? That would just be wrong, wouldn't it? No, King Kong is he's cast properly because he's a big old ape that likes white women, right? That's the way King Kong, that's the way they wanted that. Man, Ariel has got to be black. Hey, there's some more ethnic news. White people got charged double for a concert. Y'all hear about this in Detroit? And a biracial rapper pulled out of the Michigan Musical Festival after she learned that white people will be charged twice the amount to attend it than people of color. It was a white tax. Tina Jagg, her real name is Jillian Graham, was going to perform at Afrofutures Fest in Detroit in August. But she learned about the ticket price based on race and she dropped out. I'm shocked, honestly. And this biracial rapper dropped out, didn't disavow her white side, and say, yeah, because a white oppressor needs to pay more, or whatever, you know, whatever the standard social justice nonsense is. By the way, there's a white yoga teacher holding a class for white people to learn how white supremacy is in their, quote, body, mind, and heart. That's just a separate thing. I just thought I'd throw that in there for you. Anyway, Tina Jagg pulled out because she said, I was immediately enraged just because I'm biracial. I have family members that would have, under those circumstances, been subjected to something that I would not ever want them to be in, especially not because of anything I have going on. She's saying, look, it's a ticket. It's a ticket to a concert. If you want to go, go. If you don't want to go, don't go. But don't be charging people based on ethnicity. White kids, who's going to see her? Some white executives that can afford it? This wasn't like some thing where everybody wants to see her, so they go, well, let's make it a progressive system. The more you make, the more you pay. These white kids work hard, middle-class white kids, lower-class, trying to, you know, go see Tina Jagg do her thing, whatever that thing is. I've never heard of her, by the way. My suspicion is you haven't either, but I bet you're paying attention to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, because you don't like the fact that somebody wanted to charge white folks twice the amount of money than they did non-whites based on color. How crazy is that? That is a world that we live in. Penalize white people. And I've been talking about this stuff for ages. I've been talking about the idea of this attack on white folks for what? In America. For what? White folks, here's a surprise. You are not the dominant race around the world. You're not. I know it's hard to believe, given the amount of grief you take, because, you know, you would think white people rule every country on the planet. But here's a shocking figure for you. White people rule countries that are civilized. You brought civilization, you brought law and justice into communities that didn't have it. And for that, you're called colonializers. There's hardly a thing you've done that isn't emulated. Your culture has been stolen, appropriated is the word they use a lot, more than anybody's, yet people are mad at you. Think about that. They want to tax you because you're, for the most part, good people. Oh, don't misunderstand me. You've done some bad things. But not nearly as bad as what happens to this day, right now, in all those non-white cultures, the things that nobody wants to talk about, beating women whenever they want, raping them, killing them, murdering them because they didn't give them the right gender child. And I could go on. All the crazy things that civilized people go, that's not good. The goal of equality is what this concert was trying to... Oh, we were trying to be make it equality, man. And that girl said, that's not equality. That's racism. And I'm glad she called him out for it. Anyway, we got a ton more to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone who wants him to get rid of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
If you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
The labor secretary facing some heat as he gave a cushy plea deal to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. House Democratic leaders plan to move ahead on contempt proceedings against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, this over them defying subpoenas regarding the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't understand what the fuss is all about.
I would ask the Democrats, I hear their screaming rhetoric, but truly, what are you afraid of?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are freaks. Let me just put it to you this way. Don't leave your kids with them. Don't leave your sweetie with them. Don't leave your money out. It doesn't matter. These people are freaks. They are scoundrels. They are looking for a way to take advantage of you. And here's what's so bad about it. Because they say, as a man's character goes, if you give him more money or more power, that character will, it won't, it isn't like you get more money and power and you go, you know, let me calm myself down. Democrats get more money and more power and they become far worse. Be careful what you wish for. They indulge. If they have a gambling problem and they're poor, don't worry. If they're rich, they will still have a gambling problem on a larger scale. Doesn't matter. If they, it doesn't matter. If they dabble in anything and they can't get enough of it, you know, in other words, they can't afford it or it's not in excess, they will figure out a way as they get more power or more money to get more of whatever that indulgence is. And keep in mind, moral relativity. They don't care. They screw you over. They have an excuse. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. You mess somebody over, you are remorseful, you are looking for a way for penance, you're like, man, I am so sorry. I did that. I wasn't myself. I was on drugs. I was out of my mind. My girl had left me. Whatever. But you don't look at this as an excuse. You say, here's what the situation was. It made me lose my doggone mind and become a leftist for just a minute. But you know what? I'm ready to make amends. That's how you're cut. They're not cut that way. But it's exciting times for America. Because righteousness is almost about to rule the land. And we're finally at a point where we're going to showcase the Democrats for what they truly are, which is demons. For starters, Democrats openly attempted a coup against the President of the United States. You know this. There's no denying this. Now, they're trying to cover their tracks. You and I would go, you know what? Man, we tried. We put the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the FISA courts, the media, all of them, the DNC, the Russians, the Chinese, everybody against Barack Obama. And it was a cabal. We got together. We did it. It's our fault. They will go, no. You look at what they're doing currently. I'm just saying, folks, Democrats have been covering their tracks for decades. Look what they've done to black people. They hung us. And then they go, no, it wasn't us. It was those Dixiecrats that are now the Republicans. It's not us. And then when they're caught, when they, well, wait a minute, what about Joe Biden and all those segregations? Did any of them switch over to become Republicans? No. Did Joe Biden switch over to become a Republican? No. He supports them. Oh, well, you know, he was just fooling about. He didn't mean it. That's just for forgive him. No big deal. Donald Trump never met David Duke. But David Duke endorsed him. He's a, hey, look at what he did, David Duke. He didn't reject the endorsement of David Duke. Here's Biden giving eulogies for races in the left. They don't care. Democrats claim to care about women. Yet one of the most staunch Democrat enclaves, Hollywood, that created the Me Too movement, you want to know why? Because they've been screwing over young girls and young boys for decades, and everybody looked the other way. A favorite son of Hollywood, Harvey Weinstein, sexually abused more women than the Marquis de Sade. And he's not alone. Yet hardly a major Democratic politician didn't give a kidney to have a photo op with this lecherous piece of crap. That's what I'm talking about, people. How many Weinsteins exist in Hollywood? Huh? But where's the Me Too movement? Is it still attacking Hollywood? Where's Rose McGowan? Where are these people that were going to expose all the others? Because let me tell you something. Harvey Weinstein is not the only one. It shifted. It's now targeting Trump. Because that was politically expedient. Let's shift it over. Let's pretend that we aren't screwing over women. Let's pretend that Trump is doing it, the same game they play with black people. Let's pretend that we didn't do that to black people. The Republicans did. You seeing the game here, people? It's Kevin Jackson who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Yep, politically expedient. The game continues in Hollywood. More young, unsuspecting country bumpkins come to that Hollywood dreaming of the big time only to get land, only to go to the casting couch. You know what all the women of Hollywood do? Well, I pay my dues. You gonna pay yours. Mm-hmm. I know how you got that role, Susie. Why do you think they all change their names when they get there? Leftists do have it easiest, though, when it comes to getting the chicks, because leftist parents groom their children for the big time. How many of them complained of Michael Jackson but were happy to be in his presence? Oh, sure, Michael, my kid could stay over at Neverland. No problem. How many of them were groomed like, Corey Haim or whatever his name is, and Corey Feldman? How many of them groomed these kids? Send them off and said, hey, make them a star, make sure those checks roll in, do whatever you want. Happily passing them off to these holly weirdos who indulge their deepest, darkest perversions. They don't even think of it as perverse. If you were to go to Hollywood, they wouldn't even think of buggering boys and, you know, molesting children as anything. But if you think Hollywood is perverse and the people that are there to get the money and the power, you should see the ones that have it. You should see the people like Jeffrey Epstein, one such leftist animal. Weinstein was more private about his. He'd lure a young ingenue into his hotel room and pretend they were going to talk about a movie role and come back in his robe, you know, sporting some wood, going, hey, you want to take care of this for me? But Epstein liked to play in public. He liked to bring in big, powerful men and show them just how many girls he could get. This guy, billionaire financier, sexually assaulting girls in his mansion in Manhattan. Now, understand this. Back in, 2005, it was a plea bargain for the same thing that had happened in Florida, and it prevented him from prosecuting him on it. I don't know who did it. But here's what happens when you get powerful people in politics. Understand, this was during the Bush era, even though he became very friendly with Bill Clinton. And because he got that deal, I can only imagine the back scratching it took to keep him out of prison. Because the FBI knew about these shenanigans, and, you know, they prosecuted him, got a plea deal, they kept him out of prison because he did not want to be a baby raper in prison. But now they file new charges. He's charged with using his vast network of contacts and associates to bring these underage girls, into his Manhattan townhouse. And, you know, he would bring over his powerful friends. 66 years old now, sex trafficking still, dozens, which you know is hundreds, of underage girls as young as 14 years old. This is not Kevin Jackson making this stuff up, folks. This is coming from FBI law enforcement. In a 2002 interview with New York Magazine, Trump said this of Epstein. I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It's even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it. Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Well, guess whose administration has decided to take action? Donald Trump's. Nancy Pelosi's daughter warned about Epstein's case, and she tweeted this, and this is where it gets bad for the Democrats. This Epstein case is horrific. The young women deserve justice. It's quite likely some of our faves are implicated, but we must follow the facts and let the chips fall where they may, whether on Republicans or Democrats. This is Nancy Pelosi's daughter saying big people are going to fall when this comes out. Folks, this is no joke. The biggest name associated with Epstein thus far is Bill Clinton going to this island that Epstein had that nobody got to. I mean, can you imagine a young girl, 14 years old, getting offered to come to a private jet, hang out with the big boys? I'm talking, you know, champagne, everything she has wanted, you know, would want to do as a young girl of that age. She can indulge herself. All she's got to do is sexually please all these old men. These 14-year-old girls just coming into their own idea of what sexuality is about. And these guys are taking advantage of it. There aren't enough 30-year-old runway models? Dude is a billionaire. Could have anybody he wants. He wants children. And so does Bill Clinton. And so did Prince Harry. He's also implicated. So I can't wait to see this come out, because this is going to burn some Democrats. You remember this one thing that just happened recently with this child pedophile ring that came out of Hollywood? Trust me, folks, you're about to learn what the Democrats are all about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Kevin, it is an absolute honor to get through with God to talk to you. But tell you what, you were talking about the burnout thing. Hey, I'm a 65-year-old white ham and egger. I work three jobs. I work 7 days a week. Yeah, we ain't making a ton of money or anything like that, but, you know, I ain't bitching, I ain't moaning, I just keep working hard, and one day, you know, and the good Lord is blessing me with a beautiful wife and kids and, you know, great grandkids and all that stuff and everything, and died in the world conservative, but trouble is, my wife's liberal as hell. We're like Mary Matlin and James Carville, you know. I'm Mary Matlin and she's James Carville, so But anyway, I appreciate everything that you do. Thank God for your program. Thank God for Larry Elder, all these other guys, Rush, everybody. You keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you do, and absolute pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, my friend. He's Mary Matlin in his relationship with his wife, and she's James Carville. Hey, good luck with keeping that together. I don't know many people who could. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That was one of the callers. Left me a message a while back. Wanted to thank him for that. Appreciate everything you guys do in promoting the program, listening to the program, giving us feedback on the program. And I also appreciate that sentiment because, as I've explained many times, we don't, this team doesn't put this show together with anything. There is no agenda. You know, like, oh, we're going to promote the right-wing agenda. We look at what we find crazy, and we promote it. It's really that simple. We discuss it. We want you guys to be able to, you know, figure it out for yourselves. But I'm going to let you know when people do stupid things, like the San Francisco board authorizing $600,000 to destroy a mural of George Washington. I've talked about this on the show a couple of times already. They said, it's rude and disrespectful to people's cultures. The country that wouldn't even be a country if it weren't for General George Washington, who became America's first president. And they say it's rude and disrespectful. School board president agreed. I think the images are really harmful. TeaPartyCommunity.org is an activist organization. This is one of the places we should target. We should target San Francisco, target this school board, and explain to them, ask them a simple, who would you want a mural of? Malcolm X? I mean, not that I have a problem with Malcolm X, but Che Guevara? I have a problem with that one, so let's do that. Who do you want a picture of? Castro? What's going to be left? I've talked about incrementalism a lot. Incrementalism in the emasculation of men. Let me tell you, men are in short supply. I'm talking about real men. Men who live up to their word. Do what they say what they do. Those kind of guys. Handshake is as good as a contract kind of men. They're in short supply. Girly men, men who will tell you one thing and do something completely different, they are growing by leaps and bounds. Rude and disrespectful. One guy, board's vice president Mark Sanchez, says painting it over represents not only a symbolic fresh start, but a real fresh start. A fresh start to what? When you guys ask yourselves, are school boards important? City councils? All these little roles. You better know the answer. They're important. Are you going to be able to do this in San Francisco? Make any headway? Short answer, no. Too far gone. Doesn't mean you can't raise a stink. It's unbelievable. Anyway, those were some of the comments that were made about George Washington. What about Nike? Recalling flag shoes because of Kaepernick. What's with all the corporations sucking up to the political correct world? What's with this? How powerful are you, conservatives? I'm just curious. Look, I don't care. I'm not boycotting Nike. I'm not one of these guys that says boycott Nike, do whatever you want. I mean, you know, let's organize and do it. I'll tell you this, though. I don't buy it. I won't buy Nike. I don't buy Nike. I've gotten rid of most of my Nike. When did executives, though, lose their male, you know, genitalia? When did theirs shrink up to be the size of raisins is what I want to know. Because let me tell you something. Your money is much better than a leftist money. You spend it more freely. You make more of it. You spend it more freely. You don't try to cheat. You don't wear something and take it back. When did we allow this to happen? I get frustrated because Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, two examples of stores that said, we're not capitulating to the left, and their sales went through the roof. We still aren't making our point. Why not? Why is it that we can't convince these corporations that following this weirdness trend, transsexual bathrooms, blah, 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 is nonsense? Look at how it hurt Target. Initially, Nike stock lost millions. I followed it. It went back up. It's actually higher than what it was. I hope it's dropped again. I haven't watched it anymore. But I hope it's dropped again. When are we going to make our point? When do we get together and prove our economic prowess? The power of our dollar? Or do we just let it go? I don't want to answer these questions. I'm just asking. These leftist-run organizations, capitalists, are bending to any leftist agenda that is out there. They bend to the LGBT agenda. They bend to the BLM agenda. They bend to whatever's out there. It doesn't matter. But they won't bend to your agenda, which is no agenda. You're asking them, make a good product, sell it at a good price. I don't really care. I don't care if it has no trans fat. I don't care if it's gluten-free. I don't care if it's smokeless. I don't care about your transgender bathrooms. I don't care about your GM, what do they call it, NGO supporting, we do this, or we don't bring in blood diamonds, or we only get our coffee beans out of monkey butts. I don't care. Make a good product. Sell it at a fair price. All of this comes from the problem we have in America, the biggest problem, which of course is leftism, but the biggest problem, the bigger problem than leftism is the fact that we finance our leftists. See, if leftists had to get off their lazy butts and go to work and get fleeced the way we do, they wouldn't have all this free time to think up nonsense. How do we derail this train? See, that train has been running down the track for decades. Don't let Muslims pray, have their own prayer rooms in your company, a boycott. Muslims don't want to take liquor, ship liquor in a truck because it's against their religion, as if they know what's in the back or if it matters. Do you think Allah is going, oh, you ship liquor? You don't get your virgins. So they're so disingenuous, they lie through their teeth. When it suits them, they can do whatever they want. They can lie to the infidel if it's all for the sake of jihad. But God forbid you actually say, hey, you got to take this truck from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. And, oh, what is in the truck? I cannot take that. This is what is against my religion. Suddenly everything is against their religion. But not when they want to blow up gay nightclubs or shoot up gay nightclubs or shoot up Christmas parties or drive trucks over people. I would venture to tell you that killing innocent people is against their religion. I would think so. Anything that's called a religion has to have some form of piety, some form of humanity. Not theirs. So anyway, go to the grocery store. And you get to see it all. It's no trans fat, you know, no sugar, no this, nah. And it's just, and what's funny about it is, you'll see a product that never had gluten in it. Never. And it'll be on the package. Not way made with glutens. Okay, thanks for that, for Beanie Babies. Or, you know, thanks for that for sugar, this or that. I mean, has nothing to do with glutens. Never did. But now the packaging needs to have it so people, oh, it's gluten-free. Not made by child labor. I don't care who made. Look, if the laws in some land says kids 14 years old can make it, I'm not going to dispute it. The left certainly don't. They certainly don't hold Africa to the same standard as us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.